Hello, stranger. How are you? It's good to see you again. How's college? Yeah. No, it's really good to see you. I haven't seen you in quite a while since you didn't get home for a break last time. Yeah, no, balls, no, no, Rachel, she left about 20 minutes ago, unfortunately, so I don't think she'll be back now until about 8 o'clock. No, well, sure, come on in anyway. I mean, she'd be really, really happy to see you, but it'll be a while, so, well, you've probably had a long drive, so come in and, I'll make you a drink, or are you hungry or something? No, well, that's fine, that's fine, that's okay. Yeah, no, I mean, Rachel'll be really pleased to see you. I mean, you guys have been friends ever since I don't know what age, but it's really, really good to see you again. Yeah, I know. Rachel was she was a little bit sad whenever you had to move away for college, but it's so nice that you can come back and see her, kind of pretty regularly. So I think it just really brightens up her day a little bit whenever she gets to see you and hang out with you again. You're her best friend after all, so. It's so good to see you. Really, really pleased, And you've grown up so much. You really have. Yeah, so you're at college and yeah. I remember you whenever you were playing with Rachel, whenever you guys were like, 8 years old. And here you are now, just about to turn 20. You both have grown up and be just these fabulous, fabulous women. I'm really proud to know you, You and Rachel, you're both pretty and you're smart. You're funny. You two goofballs always make me laugh. Yeah. No, but I mean, as I say, I mean, she's not coming back till about 8 o'clock, so you could just hang out here for a while and just kind of do some work and stuff, or whatever. I mean, if you've got other things to be doing, that's okay. I mean, is it okay to hang out here? Yeah, sure, absolutely. I'll try to either stay out of your way or keep you entertained, whatever's easiest. Whatever you feel like doing. Our house is like your own. Stayed over that many times, sleepovers and stuff, so you know where everything is. Yeah. It's just nice to have you back in the house, I guess. I guess it hasn't really been the same since you kind of left for college. I know that Rachel's missed you. And I've kind of missed you too, I have to admit. Yeah, I mean, with Rachel's mum not really in the picture anymore, it's, I don't know. It's just nice to have girls back in the house again, I guess. Can I just say that I'm really glad to see you again. I mean it. I don't know what came over me. I mean, I've always found you really pretty, but I don't know. I don't know why I I've been thinking about doing that for a while. And I know you shouldn't, because I thought we shouldn't, because you're my daughter's best friend, but you're just so friggin' beautiful. You know, ever since I saw you guys growing up, I can't deny it, but I watched you parading around here whenever you started to grow into a young woman. You started running around in all these skimpy little pieces of clothing. I think you knew exactly what you were doing, didn't you? Trying to tease me a little bit. Did you? Were you trying to do it to get my attention? Did you think that maybe you could do it and get away with it because I was some kind of safe male to practice on? You could practice your flirtation. Well, the thing is, I may be safe in your eyes, but I'm potentially one of the more dangerous ones, because I know all the little things about you that make you tick, like how you're sensitive on your neck and your collarbones, and how your t-shirt rides up, and how it makes you shiver just a little bit every time the fabric runs over your inner hips. I know all these little things about you from all our little chats together, and all the times that you and Rachel and I spent together, just hanging out, having fun. And now it's made me realize that I find you very attractive, and it makes me want to do things to you. It makes me want to explore your body. Would you like me to do that? Would you like your best friend's father to treat you like a woman and to touch you? How about you come and sit down here on the sofa with me? you're very, very pretty. I don't know if all those college boys have treated you right while you've been away, but I fully intend to. It takes a real man to show a woman exactly what her body can do. For example, when I slide my hand over your thighs like this, and I squeeze them ever so slightly. I can already feel the heat from your skin. I can see that semi-glazed look in your eyes. You want it, don't you? You can already feel the anticipation building. And you know what you want from me, don't you? All you have to do is nod your head. You want it, don't you? Good. Good girl. I'll go slow. I'm just going to run my hand up your thigh. And I'm going to touch you. I need you so fucking bad right now. Come on, baby. Give me your hand. Bring it here. You feel how excited I am? Can you feel exactly what your tasty little body's doing to me? This side of you. Oh, yeah. Yeah, sweetheart. Do you want it? All you've got to do is say the magic words, and I'll fucking give it to you. What was that? I couldn't hear you. Now, let me show you how a real man fucks a woman. The number of times that I have stroked my cock thinking about your tight little pussy. Those little college boys mustn't have been giving you the attention you deserve. Or maybe, oh fuck, maybe you were just saving yourself for me a little, were you? Have you been thinking about doing this before? My daughter's best friend on my couch. Oh, I never thought I'd fucking see the day. Oh, but I what? Fuck. How about you get that little top off? I want to see those cute little perky breasts of yours. Beautiful. Yeah. Oh, fucking take it. Take every last fucking inch. Princess, you are beautiful. That's okay. You can touch me. Wrap your arms around me, or yeah, grab onto my ass if you want to. Oh, fuck. Does feel pretty big, doesn't it? Oh, you're gonna come on my cock, aren't you? You're gonna fucking come for me. Listening to all your little moans. Oh, it drives me insane. And just makes me want your tight little body even more. Oh, fuck. Ever since you've been hanging around in my house, right whenever you turned 18 and you had your party here, I think that's when it started for me. thinking those nasty little thoughts about you and what I'd like to do to you whenever you are trying on all those skimpy little bikinis, those pool parties you were going to go to. And you paraded round, going from the bathroom to Rachel's bedroom, pretending like you were didn't want me to see. But you knew exactly what you were doing, didn't you? You were teasing me and trying to give me little glimpses. Little glimpses of what I thought I couldn't have. And now, now you're giving yourself over to me. You're practically begging for me to fuck you. I bet you lie awake late at night and touch that little pussy of yours thinking about how I would fuck you. Maybe thinking about how you'd like to try and seduce your best friend's dad. Fuck. And now, seeing that sexy little body of yours is so much better than I thought it was going to be than in my fantasy. Oh, real life is so much better, isn't it? Isn't it? I bet you that my real life dick, it's fucking buried inside your pussy, feels so much better than your fingers did night after night. Fuck. Damn it, princess. Oh, fuck. Fuck. You're gonna make me want to come soon, you know. Fuck, I've got to pull out. I don't want to come on you. Instead, I want to fucking spray my load all over that tight little body of yours. So close right now, sweetheart. Touch yourself. Oh, fuck. You're gonna fucking well come with me. You ready? Fuck. Shit. Princess, you better fucking come. Fucking.
fucking take it. Yeah. Fuck. Sweetheart, you look so fucking sexy with my cum over you like that. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. That was very good. But we've still got a couple of hours until Rachel gets home. How about I teach you a few more things about just how well your body can react to me? But in the meantime, see that skimpy little pair of underwear that you have? Make sure to leave them out, because I'll be taking them as a little something to remember you by after we're done. Now, let me show you how a real man eats pussy.